Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Femdom Lust, and on this episode, me and Sissy are going to be talking about different types of punishments. Now, these aren't all the punishments in the whole wide world. These are just ones that we came up with, or the ones that we know of, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch more that we don't list or talk about, but like I said, these are just the ones that we could think of. And we have this episode coming out a little bit later. You know, we got caught up with 4th of July weekend and, of course, working and all that. So we do apologize ahead of time for this episode being a little late. And just know in the future, if we ever have an episode that is a little late, it will be coming. It's on its way. Maybe just life got in the way a little bit, like it happens to the best of us. So let's get started by talking about punishments first, and then at the end of this episode, we're also going to do another little Q&A because we got a few more questions from some of our listeners. So one of the more pretty popular punishments that most people know and hear about are spanking, right? I mean, growing up as a kid, most of us have probably gotten spanked. You know, we did something bad and we get a little spank on the hinder to help us, as a reminder, maybe not do it again. Well, it's kind of the same thing when, you know, you're in one of these BDSM relationships. You know, you do something bad, you get spanked, except maybe this time it's a little bit more aggressive and it's a little bit more of an adult spanking. You know, you could have a paddle, or maybe a flogger, or maybe just a really firm hand, and you know, you do something bad, you make your mistress upset, and you get a nice firm spanking to remind you and put you back in your place. Another punishment that I actually didn't know about that me and Sissy looked up is where you take ginger and you kind of peel it and kind of shave it, or carve it, I should say, into like a butt plug, and you put it in your anus or your submissive's anus, and it, the essential oils that are actually in the ginger makes your body just really, really warm and hot and just gives you this very uncomfortable sensation. And this actually comes from Japan. At least that's what the internet has told me. I don't know, because you can never always believe everything on the internet. I think it's called figging, like F-I-G-G-I-N-G, figging. And I just thought this was really interesting. I never heard of this before I even saw this. And you can also obviously use it on female subs as well. And I guess if you put it on, you know, the clit, it also kind of causes that same sensation that you can't ignore. And this would just be an awesome reminder to, you know, you do something bad or something I don't like or disobey me, you're going to get an uncomfortable punishment and maybe you'll learn, I don't want to have this happen again, so you're going to stop. Another punishment is tickle torture. Now, this one we can all relate to, even if we don't practice it in our adult relationships. How many times have you been tickled as a kid by either, you know, a parent or a sibling or a cousin? I don't know, anybody. And it just, you know, it's fun at first, but after a while, you can't breathe, you can't catch your breath, and it's just, you just want it to stop. And there's actually a thing, I think, that you can, if you tickle someone too much, like, you know, they can, like, start to lose their breath. And so there's some people who actually like tickle torture. If somebody likes one of these punishments, I don't know how much of a punishment it would be for them, but I guess it would be interesting to see just, like, how well your body can handle being tickled to death, I guess. Rimming is another punishment, obviously, where you kind of just take your tongue and go around the butthole and just kind of cause this a sensation there, which I don't know how this would be really a punishment. I guess this goes along the lines of more like orgasm denial, or, you know, you're exciting somebody and you don't actually get to get the full excitement or the full experience. This kind of goes along with a spanking, is foot whipping, where, you know, you just kind of like whip at people's feet, or I guess you could do it with, you know, the hands or palm, you know, like if you think of like a naughty school girl or something and the teacher comes over and smacks her hand with a ruler or something like that. Just any type of like whipping sensation, like stop that, you're being naughty. Another one, which I don't think I would really want to try, would be electrical stimulation, where basically you kind of like, I don't know, shoot little shots of electricity through people. And I'm not exactly sure how you would go about this. I guess there's like little, I don't know, devices or that you can kind of just like stimulate the electrical shock. I kind of feel like this can also go hand in hand with like a taser. I don't know, where you just tase somebody. Another punishment would be becoming human furniture. Now, I know there's people out there who love being like inanimate objects and stuff, so I also, once again, don't feel like this would be a punishment for them. But maybe you're being really bad, or you're just aggravating me, and I want to be able to sit back on the couch and use you as a little footstool. So I put my feet up on you, and you just sit there nicely on all fours, and your back is just nice and flat for me to put my feet on. Or maybe I want you to squat over in the corner and hold a light up for me as I read a book. Just something crazy like that, where, you know, you're just in a position that's not comfortable, or maybe I use you as a chair and I sit on you. Just something to remind you who is top dog, I suppose. There's also diaper penalties, which basically means making your sub wear a diaper, forcing them into wearing a diaper. I feel like this goes more hand in hand with like the people who actually enjoy being like little toddlers or babies, but it really wouldn't be much of a punishment for them. So I guess if you're not into that type of kink, you could force somebody to wear a diaper, maybe even wearing a diaper out in public with tight pants on or something. That would be interesting, because obviously you would be able to see something, you know, unless you have like those super slim fitting ones that they make for older women who have a hard time holding their bladder or leaking or all those kinds of things. If you got like a really big bulky diaper for adults, you know, I could see that working a lot better. I also came up with gagging, where, you know, they have those gags where you could put, you know, tie it around your head and there's a little ball and it kind of just makes you can't like shut your mouth and you're just drooling, and it's just very obnoxious to have that on all the time. Or you can have, you know, your submissive maybe wear it for, I don't know, however long you see fit. Another thing that also came into play when I was thinking about gagging is maybe if you have a submissive female sub, is, you know, deep throating, which is kind of like gagging, where maybe their punishment is you're allowed to deep throat as far as you want and they can't, you know, pull away, and they're just going to be gagging on you. This next one kind of reminds me of like human furniture in a way. It's just kneeling, just constant kneeling. If you're in your mistress's presence, or just constant kneeling wherever you're not allowed to stand. Obviously, this would be really annoying after a while and would probably hurt your knees, but you just have to stay on your knees. Know that you're lower. Know that, you know, you did something wrong. And only when you're being a good submissive, you can then begin to stand or walk or whatever. Let's see. What else do I have? Oh, lines. This is interesting. It kind of reminds me of back in the day when I had spelling tests and I couldn't remember how to spell a word, and you were forced, if you got it wrong on the spelling test, you were forced to write the word over and over and over again so many times. Well, maybe you do something bad, like, you just disobey your mistress. You could say, you could have your sub write, "I will not disobey mistress," like 100 times in a row. And what this does is it's supposed to, number one, aggravate the person. Number two, they're not going to want to do it again, which 100 lines isn't really terrible, but, and also as you're writing it, you also get the message imprinted when you do the constant repetition. So think about writing, "I will not disobey mistress," 100 times in a row. You're going to think about it a little bit more probably the next time you go to disobey mistress. Another one, which is kind of also like kneeling or furniture, standing in the corner. "You're not allowed to come by me. You're so pathetic. You have to go stand in that corner over there. You can't be a part of this group, a part of what I'm doing. You're not even being treated as an adult right now. You were so bad. I want you to just stand in that corner, maybe even facing it until, you know, you learned your lesson. Think about what you did standing in that corner over there." That's also like a good psychological, fucking with situation, because you're not treating them as adult. They're being pathetic in the corner, and it's just getting them thinking about what they did, and basically just the two things, like not being treated like adult and just being treated like pathetic, you're not equal. Like psychologically, that's gonna like kind of fuck them up in a way. And of course, you know, over time, they're gonna get used to standing in the corner and just being pouty. And this also kind of reminds me of when people do have the kink of like mommy and daddy, or being there's like brats and stuff like that. Like they act like, you know, little brats, and they would be, maybe one of their punishments would, "You're acting like a brat. Go stand in the corner." I don't know if this is really punishment. I guess it could be if you don't like this type of stuff, like wax. You know, like hot wax or hot coals. If you don't like any of that, like sensation like that, or just like that weird, like sort of discomfort, I guess that could be a punishment. Public humiliation is a huge one. I feel like it's so embarrassing and you would not want to have to go through that. But it might really work for some people, and some people get off on it. When I think of public humiliation, I think of like when Sissy's case, like forced feminization. Like he has to wear full Sissy attire. This kind of reminds me of the question that one of our listeners asked us last episode email. He said, "Would you ever go out as like a try to be like pass as a woman, or would I force him to do that?" That would be a really good thing to humiliate him with in public, is maybe he's, you know, acting up, and I said, "Well, you want to act like that? Go out and put a wig on and fake boobs on and a skirt and high heels and painted nails, and you go out and walk around and watch everybody stare at you." Or it doesn't even have to be that. doesn't have to, it should just be like, it could be anything. I don't know. Any type of public humiliation. This kind of goes hand in hand with, I think it's called the cage of hell. I'm not really sure. Basically, it's like a device that you put on your penis that as like a forced erection. It holds your penis up to make it look like an erection. So you're going out in public with potentially an erection. Obviously, people think you have an erection. You know you don't have an erection. That would be super humiliating. Or you could force your sub maybe to take some Viagra before he goes out. And, you know, just it's hard to, I don't know, just keep it down. But if you have I feel like if you have like a regular erection, you know, you can kind of shove it. What do? They shove it in their little pant waist and kind of just hold it close to their body so it's not as noticeable. Whereas if the cage of hell, like, it makes your penis like kind of stick straight out, so it's definitely noticeable. Another forced punishment could be exercise or like any type of servitude. So maybe your sub's really pissing you off that day and you're like, go run five times around the block, or go run 3 miles, or do X amount of push-ups, or I don't know, lift this amount of weight. You can force your submissive to exercise. That kind of reminds me of like back in the day playing sports. You do something, you have to run laps, stuff like that. Servitude could be maybe your submissive really doesn't do the he doesn't do chores around the house or whatever, and this time around for his punishment he has to do whatever you say, or he has to maybe do chores that he normally wouldn't do. Those can all be great sources of punishment. Stress positions is kind of goes along hand in hand with exercise, forced exercise. You can maybe have your sub, like Sissy was saying, you could sit up against the wall. I forgot what those are called, like the wall sits, where you put your back up against the wall and you kind of just sit like you're sitting on a chair, but there's really nothing underneath you. Having somebody stay like that for a long period of time is very uncomfortable. Maybe you have to force them into a planking position and just stay in really uncomfortable positions that their body doesn't want to stay in, but would really get a message across. I already talked based on forced fem. This doesn't necessarily have to be public humiliation. What if your submissive really isn't into any type of feminization whatsoever? You could force them into fem. I know a lot of sissies like force fem, but it's not really a punishment for them because, you know, they like it. So, delayed orgasm, of course, you know, getting somebody so excited and letting them not have an orgasm is just so depressing. I mean, how many times have you just been so close and you can't get there and you want to get there and it's just taken away from you? Chastity could also be a form of punishment. I know a lot of submissive just generally like chastity devices. It's not necessarily a punishment for them. I mean, kind of is, right? Because your penis is locked up and you can't do whatever you want with it. And it's hot that the mistress is controlling it. But they willingly, like, want to do it. Now, not everybody likes chastity cages. Like, a lot of subs do like chastity cages. But there are some people who just don't want to wear them. Now, this would be a great punishment for them. And there are scenarios where you could use it as a punishment. Let's say if you had a submissive or a boyfriend, even if you aren't into the BDSM lifestyle, you could use it as a trusting device. Let's say they cheated and now you don't have any trust, or they have a continuous history of cheating. You can then put a chastity cage on them to prevent them from doing it again. You could potentially pull out of most of these cages though, so I don't see how it would be really like a permanent solution, unless you are like my sissy who has a PA piercing, and in that case you can't get out of your chastity cage. So you can use chastity cages as a punishment, even for the subs who do like wearing chastity cages. it could be slightly a punishment for them at certain times, but in general, they do kind of like it and they do want it on. I guess you could use it as a punishment, saying that they're not going to get a release for, I don't know, a year. I seen a video one time where there was actually a couple who kept her sissy or sub in a chastity device for a whole year, and it was on his birthday. He actually got released from his chastity cage, and he had to come in a certain amount of time, and if he didn't come within a certain amount of time, the chastity cage went back on for a whole nother year. Now, you might sound, it might sound like, oh, that's super easy, but he had to wear numerous amounts of layers of condoms. He had numbing solution on his penis, and he had to fuck a fake vagina. So it was definitely an interesting form of punishment, I guess. Who would want to sign up for a whole year of no orgasms? Not me, but there are people out there who do it. Another punishment that would be quite painful is pegging with no lube, just straight dry dildo pegging. And I don't know if it's necessarily safe because you could tear your anus, but it is something that is would be painful, and your sub would really not like that to have that happen again. So that's definitely something that you could use as punishment. Another is toiletry play. Now, a lot of people probably don't like this, but there are people who actually do enjoy this kink. You could pee or poop or whatever you want to do on them, maybe not even directly on them, smear them in it, have them sit in it, have them, just anything you could think of. I don't really like to think of this one because it's pretty gross, but you could definitely use that as a punishment. If your sub's really pissing you off, have them lay on the ground and just piss on them. Another one is, I've seen a lot of people actually like this, is where you are either locked up somewhere, maybe in a cage, maybe in a closet, maybe in a separate room. You're just isolated. This kind of goes back to when you're standing in the corner. You're just isolated, and it's a mental mind fuck of someone just having control over you and just saying, basically, you're not worthy, you're a piece of shit, go sit in that cage, go stand in that corner, go stand in that closet while I do whatever the fuck I want to do. And there's actually people who will sit in cages, closets, whatever, and their mistress will have people over, and maybe they'll have fun without them. And it's also like super, you know, humiliating and disappointing, and you have to hear all this fun while you're locked in a room. It's kind of like when you're a little kid and you're put in timeout, or you're told go to your room because you were really bad, but you hear the rest of the kids having fun. So it's kind of like that. You don't also have to be locked up. You could be tied up as well if you're into that. Me and Sissy were talking about earlier how this could or could not be a punishment. You would almost have to agree on this being a punishment, because if not, going outside your relationship, not too great of an idea. But I guess you could use cuckolding as a type of punishment. Usually if people agree to cuckolding, they like it. So I don't know if it would really be a punishment, but you could have your submissive sit there and watch you mess around with somebody else, and that could be super just painful for them to watch, because maybe they don't want to see you with somebody else, or they think they're not good enough compared to this person, and you can just show them how fun and great of a time you are having without them. This is something that I actually had Sissy do before, which was wear a butt plug to work. I didn't necessarily use it as a punishment, but it definitely, I feel, was for him, because it was uncomfortable. Like I said, anything where you feel a sort of discomfort is a great reminder and of your place and who is above and belongs on top of you. This kind of goes along with public humiliation, which is basically just like embarrassing pictures. Maybe you have really embarrassing pictures of your submissive, or you show them to people, or maybe there's one scenario where Sissy told me somebody was forced to have a picture of their penis as their phone background or like on their lock screen or whatever for a certain amount of time frame where you play that Russian roulette game. Could people see it? Could people not see it? If they did see it, why do you have that on your phone? Is that your, like, just certain stuff like that. Maybe they think it's your lover's penis. I don't know. It would be definitely interesting conversation if somebody found that on your phone. This next one kind of goes along with being an inanimate object, which is ashing on people, or like, you know, like the whole toilet tree thing. Ashing is, you know, you just take a cigarette and you flick your ashes on them, or you could even use their mouth as an ashtray. You know, some people may like that, but obviously having ashes flicked on you could give you little burns and it would be uncomfortable and annoying, and who really wants to get ashed on? Not me. This next one kind of reminds me of people who like to pretend to be pets or have that sort of kink, is where they eat off the floor. This is also one of those really humiliating things where you're not good enough to sit down and have a meal with me. You have to eat off the floor like the disgusting animal that you are. It's just one of those things that just mind fuck you and would be some like a great reminder of who also is on top, and you're just a pathetic little thing eating off the floor. Next punishment is cutting. I don't really know too many people who are into this. I don't think I know anybody who's into this, but it is a thing where you could slice your submissive skin a little bit to cause bleeding or just any type of discomfort. I don't like thinking about it. Another one is like a forced tattoo, kind of like public humiliation, or just something that's like really maybe embarrassing, or maybe it has like property of whatever, just to show other people who is boss or who owns you or whatever. I guess it would be really humiliating to get something like we were talking about the other episode, me and Sissy, how he wanted to get a tattoo right above like his groin area that said property of Mistress M or whatever. Going to the actual tattoo shop and getting that done would be kind of humiliating. Now, he actually wants to get it, but if somebody doesn't want to get in, let's say you put it on their arm or something, that would definitely be a pretty crazy punishment. Which I guess it could be considered branding, right? Because you're kind of like marking somebody. That's my property. Don't touch, whatever. Another punishment that's more for females that I came up with is actually like a female kind of being forced into a position, either tied up or whatever. They can't move, and having like just a crazy amount of clit stimulation, like one of those vibrator things, like straight on the clit. It would be uncomfortable because of how sensitive that area is, and you are just forced to have this vibrating sensation on your clit, and you cannot move away from that. Sissy thought, well, how is that a punishment? You're going to get an orgasm at the end. You could, most likely, you're probably going to get an orgasm at the end. You may not. But I was trying to explain to him, it's just like that sounds, it's so sensitive. It's like after, you know, they have an orgasm, the head of your penis is just really sensitive. Well, the clit's kind of like that all the time. And if you're just sitting there and you can't move or back away from just like this constant vibration, it's kind of torturous because your body can't move away from it. The only other punishment I could think of was, body clips. I know I've seen them online. I don't really know much about them, but you kind of just like clip different parts of the body and just pull on the body. Like obviously like nipples are a big one where you can just kind of get a clamp on your nipple and, you know, tug on it, or, you know, anything that just causes discomfort, pain, any type of punishment that does that. It will definitely get your sub thinking next time, do I really want to endure that pain, discomfort, humiliation, whatever. over again. And that's basically the whole point of punishment, is you're training your submissive or whoever's under you to learn from their mistakes, not do things again, and also you have a little fun watching them go through the torture in the meantime.
Hey guys, so next we're going to do a little Q&A, and as you know, we get messages every day, and we appreciate it, so keep it coming.
fmdumblust@gmail.com.
Yeah, thank you, mistress. So we have a message all the way from Down Under, and if you're listening right now, I thank you for the message, and keep them coming. So this gentleman asked a few questions. I'll just read them off to you guys. Let's see. As you guys, we're in a committing, loving relationship. I think it's a good topic you can focus on. How do you get into each other's minds and delve into the darkest and deepest fantasies that each other has? So I guess we start off knowing about all this stuff about each other. So it's a little bit different. We didn't like meet each other and get in a relationship and then later on discuss, hey, I'm into this. Mistress Emery knew about what I liked and I already knew about what she liked early on. So I guess we just kind of got lucky, you know? So I guess it could be really hard for someone to bring up these kind of fantasies that they might have deep down, because, you know, most of these fantasies that we have are pretty strange to the public, I would say. And how do you make them not run for the hills?
I feel like also what has helped us is, you know, alcohol is sometimes a beautiful thing. When we were first just getting to know each other, we, you know, we weren't comfortable with each other right away. Nobody is, especially when you meet somebody for the first time. You have to get to know them. You have to get to trust them. And some of our deepest conversations were probably held over after a few drinks of, I don't know, having a little something to drink. And I feel like that also kind of helped.
Liquid courage.
Yeah, it helps you kind of open up more and, you know, dive into those deeper, tougher conversations that maybe you couldn't have if you were sober. But like Sissy said, we kind of already knew what we both liked. And Sissy kind of right off the bat told me like some of his like darkest,
like I was pretty upfront.
Yeah, darkest fantasies. So basically like we already knew what each other liked, but the whole getting comfortable stage with each other, that took a while. I would say probably, like, we didn't really get comfortable with, like, doing everything with each other for, I would say, a couple of months. Like, physically wise, like, in bed wise. Like, you have to get to know somebody. You have to get to know what they like, what they don't like. Just trust over time, and building a relationship takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. But it definitely does get there eventually.
And so he has a few more questions, Mistress. So sometimes as humans, it is hard to open up about our deepest, weirdest and desires. So we were pretty much just, we went over that. That was his next question. I don't know. It takes time. Maybe some alcohol might help you. And hopefully you find the right woman or man that accepts you. And if they don't accept you, just keep looking for the next one, because you shouldn't have to settle, I guess, right? Anyways. So he wrote, for example, how do I tell my dom I want her to dress up and go date another guy? These sorts of things. We all have stuff deep inside us, and it's about finding how to open and freely discuss boundaries or lack of boundaries with each other without fear of judgment or embarrassment. Again, that's kind of the same. I mean, he has all this, he's hitting on the same like topics. It's just hard. It's kind of sometimes you're not going to know how she or he's going to react.
I feel,
roll the dice and go.
I feel as far as telling your dom to go dress up and meet a different guy or date a different guy, this really depends on your relationship. Do you guys kind of already have an open relationship? Are you guys completely exclusive? Have you ever talked about going outside of your relationship? If you guys have talked about, maybe like we've talked about cuckolding and stuff like that. So if Sissy said, hey, I want you to dress up and go date a different dude, it wouldn't be that weird for me, because I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that to me.
But date. That's the thing. I'm not into
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. I'm just saying the general topic of going outside of the relationship, right?
Of course.
You guys never had that type of discussion before, might be a little bit concerning for her, alarming for her. Why do you want me to do this? That's kind of how I felt. But if you guys have had that discussion before, I would say swing it by her. See what she says. If she says no, oh well. you know? But I would, if you guys, you know, are obviously a long relationship, you should feel comfortable enough going to your partner and asking these types of questions. And if you get rejected, at least you asked and now you know your answer. I would say just go for it.
And one last thing, mistress, he wrote more like a topic idea, so maybe we'll do this. P.S. Another good topic might be also discuss why you both, and me and others, think we have these kinks. What has caused them? Why do we want them? Can we always remember having them, or were they triggered? Were we born this way? Could be an interesting discussion to explore. I agree. That is a good topic, and maybe we could do that, because obviously we all have memories of when this stuff kind of triggered
us. I think that should actually be the topics episode next week, because I think that, like, when I initially read that part of the email, I was like, damn, that is so good.
He's thinking
and
deep.
I never thought of that before, like, to do a topic on that, and I think that is going to be our next episode. So thank you.
So thank you, Down Under.
Thank you for that idea.
So yeah, he's thinking deep, and I like it. So next week's episode is going to be out. Why do we have these kinks? Where do they come from? Are we born with them, or are they learned?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, and we also do have some more questions from a different listener. Let's see what he said. Okay, so basically he was saying, you know, it seems like your relationship is really trusting. And, you know, Sissy only wants to pleasure me. So why does he need a chastity device? And he said maybe it's like, it seems like the need for one is for a lack of trust. And if he were free, he asked, would he cheat or masturbate or what? So basically he wanted to know why Sissy had a chastity cage on. Our relationship seems pretty good. We shouldn't need one. Do you want to explain that? Because I feel like that's more on you.
Yeah. So this listener, so if he's listening, I can explain it now. The chastity device, so I get what you're saying. Like, you know how Mistress was talking about the punishments where if you are a cheating male, your woman says, hey, you could stay with me if you put this cage on. Then I would agree with you. Yeah, you know, the cage is all about that trust thing. For us, it's not. Never was that, because I identify as being a sissy, and I feel when with the cage on, it makes me more submissive, and it kind of like says, hey, I'm not good enough for a real penis, blah, 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 so I'm not a real dude, so I'm going to help do my roles of sissy to mistress. So it's not so much about trust. I like the cage. You know, it's a love-hate thing. You know, obviously some days I can't stand it. It's a pain in the butt. It's annoying. But then the other days I love it. It just helps me kind of keep my role. It's something that I can wear at all times and no one will know. So it's just another little reminder. I can feel it on at all times. It's not about trust at all. I mean, if it was removed, I think I would lose a part of my fun. I don't know, because it's like a teasing, you know, it gives an extra layer.
This kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier in the episode with chastity devices, is most subs do like wearing these. I think it's just part of their role.
Love hate.
Of being submissive, and it's, you know, like I said, there are some people who don't like to wear it, but I feel like most subs do. And as far as trust goes with, you know, me not trusting Sissy, that has never been an issue. Sissy is super amazing guy, super loyal, and it has nothing to do with him cheating or over masturbating or anything. That's just something that we both agreed upon when we started this relationship, and that we were both interested in the kink, and that is why we do it.
And honestly, I don't think sissies can really be sissies without cages. They kind of go one-on-one.
Yeah, it kind of like, you know, it's like, you know, you have a small little clit type of
thing. Yeah, you know, it just helps each other. Symbiotic. Shit.
Okay. So, another point that he that was brought up was, you know, when I did the domination episode, I didn't really talk about how I dominated. But when Sissy did his Sissy episode, he talked about, like, why he was this, like, what made him, what he did as a Sissy. How do I dominate? That's a good question. I just feel like I've always just been more a
dominant. Your voice gets deeper. You have that stern voice look. I don't know. You're just...
Yeah, but I... But, like, to me, that's normal. Like, I don't... It's not like a... It's not like a... an attire I put on. Like, I've always just been that way my whole life. I've always had more of a dominant personality. I've always just kind of... Like, what you see, what I do now with Sissy is not any different than I've done my whole life. The only part that would probably be different is maybe, I don't know, I try crazier things now. Like, I spank my man. Like, before, I never spanked my man. Are you kidding me? But, like, now that's, like, the only, like, the only difference as far as, like, you know, me being a tough, dominant woman, I've always been that. So, like, I don't really...
And I think you might be able to touch on that deeper with our next episode.
Yeah, like, I just...
That's who you are.
Yeah, I guess. So, like we said earlier, I think that talking about what makes us like this, why we like these kinks, does it relate to our childhood, like why we want to do this, I think that's a great, great topic for next episode. And thank you for giving us that idea, because I never would have thought about that, and I don't think Sissy would either. And I feel like it's really a cool topic to explore. It's a little bit deeper than maybe some of our other episodes, so I am really looking forward to that. And with that, we're going to be ending this episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And please reach out with more questions. We love doing questions. I'm going to try and really start to respond to them over, you know, doing this podcast instead of just in emails. I will still respond to you guys with the emails and let you know if we're going to include your questions or not into our podcast. But I just think they're great questions, and other people should be able to hear them too. So thank you guys for listening, and see you guys next week.